Welcome, great patriotic friends, to September 30th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And for the next 5 minutes, I will talk about America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you already live here, but you have some questions about real estate, I suggest you check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So definitely check it out. TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's headlines. President Wilson speaks in favor of women's rights. 2004 Baghdad bombing. Samuel Slocum patents the stapler. And the curse of little bastard, James Dean's car. All right, scholars, let's turn our pages to 1918. Wilson speaks in favor of women's rights. During Woodrow Wilson's first term in office as president, he tended to drag his feet when it came to legislation in favor of women's rights. But by 1917, with World War I raging on, American women were being asked to support their husbands and sons fighting overseas. Meanwhile, the women's rights movement was reaching an all-time high. Women were protesting, being jailed, and went on hunger strikes. When Wilson realized that jailed women on hunger strikes were being force-fed, he changed his opinion and began supporting what would become the 19th Amendment. On September 30th, Wilson spoke in front of Congress, publicly endorsing women's rights for the first time, saying, quote, "We have made partners of the woman in this war. Shall we admit them only to a partnership of suffering and sacrifice and toil, and not to have a partnership of privilege and right?" Unquote. The speech didn't go over very well. The bill died, and it would be another year until they could get the 19th Amendment to pass, giving women the right to vote. In Iraq war news, 2004, Baghdad bombing. According to Wikipedia, U.S. soldiers were handing out candy to the Iraqi children at the celebration during the opening of a water treatment plant in the Amil district of Baghdad. The bombings killed at least 41, including 35 children, and wounded 131, including 10 U.S. soldiers. 1841, Samuel Slocum patents the stapler. He's from Poughkeepsie, New York. Prior to this, William Lockwood invented a sewing pin with a head on it so it wouldn't slip through fabric when sewing. Essentially, Slocum developed a machine for sticking pins into paper, which is basically the first stapler. And finally, in automobile news, 1955, little bastard takes out James Dean. You might have seen this on Unsolved Mysteries. Jalopnik.com tells a great version of this story. It goes like this. James Dean was reaching the heights of his acting career as East of Eden had just been released. Dean upgraded his Porsche to a custom-made 550 Spider that he named Little Bastard. His buddy, Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars movies, told Dean that the car had a sinister look to it and that if he drives it, he'll be dead in a week. Well, that's exactly what happened. Accounts vary as to how fast James Dean was driving when he crashed in a small town in California that day. George Barris, who customized it for Dean, bought the wrecked car. Shortly thereafter, Little Bastard slipped off the trailer and broke a mechanic's leg. Barris sold the engine and drivetrain after that, and the models that they were placed into also crashed, killing their drivers. Barris sold two of the tires, and those tires blew, and the drivers ran off the road. A couple thieves tried to take parts off the original, and one lost his arm, and the other hurt himself trying to clean up the blood. Believe it or not, the examples continue on and on and on of how this car is cursed, but I'm out of time. If you drive this car backwards, it spells Satan with its exhaust. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 30th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance,
Did Wilson drag his feet too long about women's rights, or did he actually do something constructive about it? What's your opinion? James Dean fans, what's your favorite movie? So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. We'll wish a happy birthday to Jimmy Carter, plus the Today Contraceptive Sponge, Tom Clancy, and the Thrilla in Manila. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.